prayer is so powerful, especially when it relates to coming to grips with past hurts and moving forward in God's love and grace. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and John Eldridge talks about that.
The things that we experience, our disappointments, our losses, and let's be honest, in this world, many people are experiencing full-blown trauma. They've seen terrible things happen. You know, you get out into the world and there's heartbreaking news everywhere you turn. Trauma and heartache and pain bring with it what I would call agreements. We make agreements like, I'll never be loved again, or I can never trust someone again. I just love the Psalms where David says, you desire truth in the inmost being. The Hebrew there for inmost is locked.
And prayer is a great way to help break free from past disappointments.
These places get locked down by the agreements that we make. And it's so powerful to get into that locked place and say, nope, I break agreement with shame. I break agreement that I'll never be loved. I break agreements that I can't trust you, God. And it opens up your heart to the presence of Christ. Jesus does not kick down the doors of your heart to access these places. He's incredibly gentle and very kind. And so prayer can be one of those contexts where we open up the locked places to allow Jesus in.
Opening up our hearts and letting God take control of our lives is really the only way to find peace and freedom. Do you want to learn more about opening your heart to Jesus? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.